Hi, and welcome to Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips. This is one of the new shows on Dubai Eye 103.8 and covers everything you need to know to manage your career and also looks at some of the top inspirational stories of CEO and leading executives who have had successful careers. So if you're feeling a little unmotivated or disengaged, this show is definitely one that's going to get you back up on your feet. Last week, we looked at the amazing story of Raza Big, Chief Executive Officer of Splash and Iconic. This week, we have in the studio Mr. Jeff Singer, the Chief Executive Officer of DIFC Authority. And we also will be looking at the story of Dr. Amar Bakar, Chief Executive Officer of Yes2Digital and former head of NBC New Digital Media. And on top of that, we have a very special career clinic segment. We're looking at the story of David Kaufman, an individual who sent out 500 CVs and could not get a single interview. Last week, he was on our show, and he pretty much has a job now within 7 days. So we'll find out exactly what he did to turn his story around. And the best part is this show is interactive. So you can SMS at 4001, or you can email us at iOnCareers@arn.ae. But before we start, let's look at what's hot in the career news. Joining me in the studio is ARN's producer, presenter, and motoring specialist, Alex Kapper-Murdoch.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. I think my title is getting longer. I think I need to start shifting it around a bit. I'm not very sure whether it's too relevant, whether I'm a motoring journalist or a race car driver or whatever. But listen, congratulations on your show, because I know you've had absolutely loads of feedback already, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to be very interested. As we said, text in 4001 if you've got questions, queries, you want to get involved with the show, or maybe you're somebody who's been struggling to find a job for so long. The one person that will be able to help you is Shane, and of course Dubai Eye as well. So yes, let's have a look at some of the top headlines then, especially the career stories making their way into the international news headlines. So big news today then, it is Emirates Airlines has formed a 10-year alliance with Australian airline Qantas. Under the deal, Qantas will use Dubai as its hub for European flights rather than Singapore. That will start next March. They will also coordinate pricing, sales and flight schedules with Emirates and end its current relationship with British Airways. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce says the partnership will help bring his airline back into profitability. We heard on the news headlines already this evening, they're up 5% with their shares. But what's this going to mean in terms of employment for the local region?
Well, I think it's a good sign that multinationals continually to see Dubai as a place where they can set up their headquarters, where they can be a hub. And obviously, I think once Qantas gets on the ground here, it definitely will be more jobs for people looking in the aviation sector.
Definitely. Well, we'll keep you up to date with the stories, of course, careers as well. But next story, banking best paid sector in the UAE, apparently.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, that might be a headline that could run anywhere in the world. You know, banking is the biggest sector industry in the world, twice as big as its closest competitor. So that's quite a large industry, and it's where a lot of the money is made.
So it's Morgan McKinley that brought out this new report. They're a recruitment company, and they say that banking remains the best paid sector in the UAE. Five of the top 10 best paid positions identified by the company are all in the financial industry. That's despite international concern about remuneration in the sector. McKinley says talent is most in demand in the compliant, risk and treasury sectors.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, because when you look at what's happening on a global trend over the last 10 years, volatility just continues to increase. So to compensate for that, organizations are buttressing up their risk departments and trying to hedge their foreign risk with good treasury.
Now, you've got a very interesting story as our third, talking about the fact that a lack of face time may actually stifle your career in the long run.
Yeah, a new study by Professor Daniel Cable and Professor Kimberly Elsbach from University of California, Professor Daniel from London Business School, have looked, you know, with the ascendancy of Gen Y into the workforce, you're looking at more more flexible hours. People are starting to work from home. People are working remotely. But what the impact is that they are less likely to be promoted if they're not seen working late hours actually in the office. So the perception is still there that if you're in the office, you're working hard, you're working late, you are more committed and more capable than your peers. So it's a really interesting study.
Do you believe that to be true? Because I've always been told if you don't get your job done within the designated hours, it highlights that you're not capable of achieving great things.
Right. No, absolutely. I think, you know, you need to get your, you need to deliver results. But perception is reality. And I think the way you can combat this, if you're working remotely, is, you know, when you're working late, send out emails. You know, if you're coming in on the weekend to finish something, drop them. You'll create visibility for yourself about the projects you're working on and when you're working on them.
So there we go, our three top stories then. Emirates signs a 10-year deal with Qantas, banking best paid sector in the UAE, and a lack of face time may stifle your career. We'll bring you more, of course, next week. But onto the streets then, and we'll be asking you every week a question related with careers. This week it is, Shane.
This week we're looking at what the best and worst jobs are from people in Dubai, United Arab Emirates.
Now just tell me, what's the best and worst job you've ever had?
I think the worst job, so I'm Canadian, so you know my first job was shoveling snow when I was 8 or 9. It was about minus 30 degrees out, and I think the snow drifts were higher than I was.
Uh-huh, okay. Doesn't sound too bad of a job. I don't think I've had any bad jobs. I think all mine have been good. But we went out onto the street to find out your opinion, and this is what you had to say.
The best job I ever had, it's almost like a dream job. I got to travel on the IRB 7 circuit for 3 years with the Kenyan 7s team as a number one supporter. Officially there is press and marketing and a couple of other bits and pieces. But to travel on that circuit to all these different countries month after month to experience the highs and the lows with the team, it was just simply amazing. The worst job, yeah, completely at the other end. I got hired to work at the Notting Hill Carnival. Again, I was 17, fresh out of college, and I thought, this is fantastic. You know, who gets to work there? So I kind of pitched up on my first day, very excited. They hadn't given me many details about it. It was to man the port-a-loos. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my best job, the job I'm in right now.
What's the worst job you've ever had?
Picking watermelons. I started at 7 a.m., went for lunch at 11 and didn't go back. That is back-breaking.
Worst job for definite was working in a supermarket when I was a student, behind the meat counter. Not very nice. And some dubious meat being sold as well.
What's your worst job?
Being an engineer. Especially in Dubai because it's 50 degrees hot and you've got to stand in the hot sun and make sure your design is built. So that's really, really bad. In the winter, it's better in the winter.
My best job was my very first job. I worked at a theme park and I worked in the cafeteria and the restaurant. So we got to eat burgers for free like every single day. The worst job was Woolworths. I did checkout for like a month and it broke my back. It hurt so badly I couldn't work anymore.
This is Eye on Careers, climbing the career ladder.
So those were your best and worst jobs in the UAE. I particularly like the one with the hamburgers, Alex. I don't know. What about you?
I think the hamburgers was definitely good only because she got to eat them all day. I still think I'm probably very lucky. I still don't believe I've had a bad job in my career so far.
That's great. If feel free to SMS us at 4001 or email at ioncareers@arn.ae. Coming up in just a few minutes, we have Jeffrey Singer, the Chief Executive Officer of DIFC Authority, and he'll be talking about his career and how he got to the top of his profession. So just stay with us.